Hey everyone, this is Hashtag Gotta Start Somewhere. I'm Kate.
And I'm Val, and welcome to episode 12.
Welcome everyone. How are you doing this morning, Val?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Last night I helped Val at one of her annual meetings. I was her little administrative assistant, and it went very well. Am I right?
Oh my God, it went really, really well. And not trying to have this as the old people podcast, but this was my 55 and older community that Kate and I went to, like, the little Christmas party last year. Right. So she got to see a lot of the homeowners, and you were so clutch. Thank you.
You're welcome, girl. Listen, maybe I'm like your little lucky charm at these meetings.
Yeah, and I'm like, I was low-key upset that it wasn't a shit show because I pictured you and I like with anxiety, like, but you were straight. You were chill.
Girl,
I gave you more anxiety during the day talking, hyping up the meeting than what it actually was.
No, I know. And you were like stressing me out so much. And I was like, okay. Like her anxiety was like coming to me all day. And I was like, going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. And of course, everything was fine. But I think we balance each other out in stressful situations, whether it's me stressing or her stressing. We're kind of just that like other person for each other.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So let's get into, first of all, Val had sent me a Instagram post of Paris Hilton and her new baby's hand. And I was like, I didn't know she was pregnant. And she was like, yeah, no one did.
Listen, okay. So I haven't really been on social media this week because it's been a hectic work week. But when I saw that, I screenshot it immediately, sent it to you. And I love this journey for her. Motherhood journey.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to touch a little bit on surrogacy just because I saw another. Okay. Now I feel that because you have the money and you're paying good, you know, you're paying money for a surrogacy, nobody wants to carry their child anymore. At least no one of status, like a celebrity or something along those lines. This now everybody has their own form of why they're choosing surrogacy. I don't want to take that away from women or anything. You know, a lot of people carry their first child and they can't carry the second, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I just feel it's such a trend within the Hollywood community to have a baby via surrogacy. This lady that I follow, do you know who Casey Wilson is? She's a comedian slash actress.
Sounds familiar.
She was in Happy Endings, that show that got canceled after like three seasons that I told you to watch.
Oh yeah, that I didn't watch.
That you didn't watch. It's a really good show. Okay, so she's one of them. Anyway, she's a huge like Bravo fan, and she has like her own podcast, and she's a huge comedian, and she just announced last night that she had her third baby, a girl, via surrogacy. And I'm just like, again, is this a trend? I don't know.
So if you had the money, you wouldn't do surrogacy? You enjoy pregnancy that much?
Okay, you don't have to call me out like that.
I'm just asking because if I'm being 100% honest, I've never had a child. And if I had the money, I would 100% get a surrogate. I would not want to put myself through pregnancy. That's one of my biggest like things with pregnancy in general and why I haven't had a child is because pregnancy.
Yeah. So if I had the money, I would get like surgery, like get my boobs lift that I want or my tummy tuck. But I think I would still carry my child just because I like that. But that's my own personal preference.
Okay.
So I just, you know, I think that it's a trend within Hollywood. But honestly, you guys have the money, so go you.
Well, and not only a trend, but you, and also you have to feel about in Hollywood, everything is very image based. So yeah, you can get your work done, but I'm sure that these people don't want to go through it, which if you don't want to go through it, I feel like it's more fair for someone to go through it who's actually going to enjoy the pregnancy and like embrace it full on versus just like, oh, I don't want to really fully embrace it or go through it. I'm going to pay someone to do it for me. And like, I've talked to my sister about it too. Like my sister's like, listen, I would 100% be a surrogate for you. Like if you ever wanted.
I would be a surrogate. And you said that
too. Yeah.
I think I would be a surrogate. I wouldn't have a surrogate. But again, right. I think that's.
And I'm like, the opposite.
Yes. That's own personal like.
Right. But yeah, that's really great for Paris. She seems like such a sweetie, and I really hope that she enjoys her motherhood journey, even though, you know, she probably has like 100 nannies and will never change a diaper.
Said it, not me. And nobody – and Kathy Hilton didn't change her diaper, so
– No, there's no way. There's no absolutely way. Not. My husband says all the time, you really think Kardashians are out here changing diapers? Do you think they change diapers?
I did. No, like Khloe. I think Khloe does. No, Kourtney.
I don't know. I think they have so much money. Why would they be cleaning up some shit?
You think someone's maybe wiping their ass? Well, yeah. I don't feel like it.
I don't feel like it. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
And speaking of babies, Kylie Jenner finally showed her baby.
Okay, so her baby is super, super cute.
And super cute.
His name is Air.
Yeah, okay. A-I-R-E?
A-I-R-E. And then in the comments, they're like, is it Airy or is it Air? And she goes, no, it's Air. Mm. So now we have Stormy and Air.
Yeah, rich people things.
Rich people problems.
Yeah.
He's a cutie patootie.
Super cute.
He looks exactly like his sister, I think.
Yeah, him and Stormy look super a lot cute. Alike.
And on that topic, Kylie and Travis are off again. Anyone's keeping track. Kylie and Travis, I believe, broke up in November, and she spent Christmas and New Year's Eve in Colorado with all her girls and everything. So one of my other podcasts, Comments by Celeb, they stated that they truly believe, like, Kylie Jenner is just, like, is so more, like, she rather spend time with her friends than Travis. And I do get that vibe as well. I think that they're both very different people and they have their own lives. And whenever they have a free moment, they get back together. And like you said, Hollywood is so different.
Yeah. And they've got so much money. And I think that's something that I always try and remember. Like I call it rich people problems. They have so much money that we can't even fathom. And it's like a problem to them is like, whatever, just whatever, we're moving on. And then, we might get back together and we might pop out a pretty kid again, blah, blah, blah. And, he might be cheating. She might be cheating. Okay, we're rich. Like, it's just what it is for certain situations, you know? So moving on, I just finished a really good book called It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover.
You read it?
Yeah, I read it, like, physically, not listened.
Okay.
So I am a very slow reader. I got this book in August for a cruise I was on, and I didn't finish it. And then I took, like, a three-month break, and I was, like, a little bit – like, I was almost halfway through. And then I picked it up again at the new year, like end of December, and I finished it just last week. And it was such a good book. I cried my head off. At the end of the book, she was talking about her little author's note that it's based off of her mom, who was in a domestic abusive relationship. And
That's what the book is about?
The book is about domestic abuse. I started
it
for
like 3 minutes, like listening to it, and she was talking about her dad, and her dad died, and I couldn't do it, so I like turned it off.
Oh yeah, well, so her dad in the book is like a POS, and she couldn't find anything like nice to say about her dad at the funeral because she grew up with her dad being an abusive father to her mom. And then she ends up getting in an abusive relationship herself and getting out of it. And that's kind of just the basis of it. And the author, Colleen, goes in at the end to talk about, you know, it's like loosely based off of her mom and her experience and her mom getting out of it. And it was just very, very heart-wrenching. But because, you know, I've read some of her other books before and they're like, okay, they're okay. But this was by far like one of the best books of hers I've read.
One of my other friends read it and she loved it.
Yeah.
And actually, it just got announced that they're doing a movie and Blake Lively is playing.
Blake Lively is going to be playing Lily, which I think is great.
Is she the main one?
I did not picture at all for Ryle. And yeah, I'm super looking forward to it. And going back into my books and being a slow reader, so I listen to a lot of audiobooks, but my goal this year is to read 4 physical books. So I think that's a very obtainable goal. And
oh,
I just started on my second.
I have a book goal too.
What's yours?
2.
Okay, good. That's great. You should read It Ends With Us though.
Yeah, no, I'm going to.
I have it, and you can have the copy.
Okay, yes. I want to read it before the movie comes out. That's really amazing. I'm listening to a book right now, but I will touch on it when I'm done. But it's
perfect.
A really good book. That's so exciting that you're going to give yourself – okay, so right now, guys, it's episode 12. Caitlin for the year is going to be reading 4 hard books.
Yep.
Okay. And Valentina is going to be reading 2 hard books. We will circle back at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And let you know what
we do.
Let's
do it.
Okay. Now, is this one counting for your 4 or you're starting new?
So that's what I haven't really decided.
Okay, but we need to let the people know.
Okay, so let's say that was my first.
Okay,
because I had to read more than half of that book. I was only like a quarter in. So, I'm considering that my first book.
Perfect.
And then I just got another book to start my second book. So.
Oh, which one's the second book?
The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. We might just have the same list.
She'll just
probably give me the books after.
Whatever you can pick from my 4, whatever tickles your fancy.
Oh my God. No, I'm obsessed with that. And are you on Book Talk?
I am. And I was talking about this with a girlfriend, how being a book girly is so trendy now. Like, oh, what books have you read? And I downloaded the Goodreads app and I have all my books listed in there that I've read and I want to read. Like, it's become a thing the past couple weeks.
But it sucks because back in the day, I used to be a really big reader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would read constantly. And then
I remember
I got like my job that I have now or before, and then I don't even have time to breathe. But I do feel sometimes like a little dumb because I'm not reading. Like, I mean, I read, but I'm not reading books to nourish
my
mind.
No, I know.
So then I was on Book Talk and I saw this mom. She has like 4 kids. She works part-time, blah, blah, blah. And she reads. And I was like, well, if this mom with 4 kids that works part-time can do it, I can do it too. Even if it's like just a few pages at night.
Yeah, girl. Even if you just set it to like, hey, I'm going to read a chapter tonight and that's it. I think a chapter is very reasonable. Like, instead of putting on your Housewives at times, pick your book.
Okay, first of all.
If you just saw the look that Val gave me.
Whore mouth, okay, regarding Housewives, okay?
Sorry.
I will start reading when the Housewives take a break, guys, okay? Speaking about Housewives.
I was going to say I have a really quick housewives story that I forgot to tell you.
Tell me.
It's not really a story, but okay. So I was at a friend's house for a birthday dinner and I made myself a cocktail And I went up to her and she said, what are you drinking? I said, oh, I'm having a cocky tonight. And she's like, oh my God, are you watching Real Housewives of Miami? I was like, no, my mom says the word cocky since like 1993. So,
sorry. So does Marisol. So does Marisol. Okay.
I said a housewife thing without even knowing it.
And you said a Real Housewives of Miami little slogan. Okay. You know, we got to represent. But the seating chart of the Real Housewives of Miami just came out. So listen, Bravo is doing this thing now where they want to be. Okay, last week, the LA Times did a huge article on the housewives, okay? And not the housewives culture, not the housewives themselves. And three prominent housewives Instagram accounts were tagged, which was Queen of Bravos, what, Best of Bravo, and the third one I forgot. I do apologize. That article went in details of each creator and how they got into their Bravo account and all the sources that they get. Because now, since they're big, Queen of Bravos probably has maybe like 300,000 followers. Wow. And they started saying, because I think it's a group, they're still anonymous, that they get tips from everywhere. So 2 weeks ago, Bravo started out promoting I guess leaking their own seating charts for the reunions instead of one of their staff or whatever of guests getting leaked, whatever the case may be. And I don't like that because they're taking the thrill away from us. However,
right, because it's planned and things are going to get leaked and then you're going to know. The fun part is not knowing at the reunions.
Yeah. So the seating chart for Real Housewives in Miami is up, and I just have to tell you.
Yeah.
So Andy's in the middle. Lisa is sitting next to him, and Lisa deserves everything, which she's been going through with her husband on scene. Oh my God. So then it's Lisa next to her is Larsa, Alexia, Marisol, Kiki. Then on the other side is Nicole. She's a newbie. I can't believe she got first row. Then Julia, Adriana, and Gertie. So I know that these names might not mean anything to you. However, when you sit next to Andy, that's like your top tier. Like you need it.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. And I think that it's amazing that a newbie, Nicole, got sit next to Andy. Because first of all, she's like a super Latina blonde. Like she's Cuban. Her accent is thick, just like Alexia's and Marisol. But she just brings like fresh air. And she does not hold back. Larsa has been coming for her, and she's not backing down from Larsa or Alexia or any of the veterans.
Larsa Pippen?
Larsa Pippen.
I don't like her. She's a housewife of Miami?
Yeah, she was the original housewife, like from season one, where her kids were little and Scotty and everything. Oh, and she has a different face from season one to season now. It's totally different people, a person.
Right. So is Nicole a fan favorite?
Nicole is a fan favorite.
Okay.
A lot of people. She is one of my fan favorites. And this lady has so much money that I hope it doesn't become another Jen Shah or Teresa Giudice, because homie is an anesthesiologist. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they make money, but not the way that they're living. Okay. And then her husband is an attorney in Miami. Okay. So he does have high clients, but they have two boats, which is fine. And then they have like five or six Lamborghinis.
Oh, wow.
The math isn't mathing.
No. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's interesting.
Like, that math. And their house is huge, beautiful, like mansion. The math isn't mathing. That's all I'm saying. And I really don't want to see her. I don't want to see her fall in a few years. But I think that's when my prediction is within like the next 5 or 6 years, something is going to come out.
Oh, wow.
Regarding that, because
it
always comes out sooner or later, but she's just showing so much extravagant, like right off bat. And I'm like,
they have good careers, but there is levels to it. Six
and
Lamborghinis,
this level
two
is
boats.
Like Kardashian level, where they're not making Kardashian money.
Correct.
So
oof. Well,
that's So hope I guess we'll careful. Follow up in 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see. And yeah, that's pretty much it for my little housewives roundup on this. I did want to touch on, you guys, I want to say something. I don't want to be anything other than what I'm being trying to do, baby. I'm obsessed with One Tree Hill, Caitlin. Like, it's not even a joke. And I know that you're like, okay, she wants me to watch White Lotus. And I'm going to watch White Lotus, but that's like a show that I need to like watch in front of my cat, like sit down, nothing. One Tree Hill, I can just like put on in the background or while I'm cooking and just be stuck in and sucked into their drama. So right. Tell me, Caitlin, did you watch it when it premiered? Because I've never watched it. I'm just binging it now.
Yes, I watched it a very, very long time ago. So okay. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Can I tell you that this show has held up and this show teenagers shouldn't be watching? Like back in the day, I think that this show is way advanced for its time right. when it premiered.
Right.
I mean, holy moly.
I'm pretty sure I had no business watching it.
No, none of us. This is like Gossip Girl like had sex and drugs and everything, but it was more like non-realistic.
Right.
These are literally like realistic scenarios. And right. I was like, ooh, I am, now that I'm a parent or we're adults, like I was like, why aren't you listening to your parents? Like, right. Where's your mom?
Where's your
What's
mom?
Going on? You guys, they're 16, 17-year-olds. Okay. And then they have a podcast. They're called Queen of Bravos. So it's Hillary Burton, Sophia Bush, and Joy, whatever, the one that plays Haley. And their podcast is super cuties. I haven't listened to it because I want to binge it because they don't follow like a format. They'll like, you know, do spoiler alerts or whatever the case may be. But these girls suffered a lot. And I know that like the little rumors came out a couple years ago where they started saying, oh, the directors, they were sexual abuse. They weren't like sexual harassment. They, you know, the girls weren't taking seriously. They had to do a lot of nudity when they were like seven and they didn't want to do that. So that actually came out 2 years ago and they're talking about it on the pod. Or not 2 years ago. It started out when the Me Too movement came.
Got it.
And
what is the name of the podcast?
Queens of Bravo.
Okay.
Drama Queens.
Okay. Because when you said Queens of Bravo, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not it. Okay. Yes. So it's called what?
Drama Queens.
Got it.
If you ever want to listen to it just for like a lighthearted thing, I mean, so cute. Like it's, you know, and they talk about like their experiences. They talked about how she, Sophia Bush, they made her do like a topless scene in the jacuzzi. And I saw that. Well, she wasn't topless. And she boycotted the production. And for the rest of the week, she was wearing turtlenecks. And that was in the episode.
Go you,
Good
girl.
Good for you.
Go you, girl.
Go you. So that's my obsession.
So how far along are you in the seasons?
I'm on season 4, episode 15, and I started 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you are obsessed.
And when the thing is, when Kate and I get obsessed, we research.
Yeah.
We do all this stuff. And I haven't been able to research because I researched twice and I got really bad spoilers alert. And this show has made me cry so much. And either, I don't know. It resonated a lot to me about what I'm kind of going through with my life and like baby's fathers and everything and people dying. And it was like, oh my God, I'm so happy I didn't watch this when I was 16 and I'm watching it now as an adult.
Yeah.
Because
at the right time.
Because it, you know, I think it worked out perfectly. And honestly, I think this is a sign from the universe because it is a problem that I was going through with my own kid, like they're going through that. So it's like, ooh, is this how my kid's going to feel in the future? It's just a lot of eye opening. And
yeah.
Oh my God, it's just.
So it's probably great that you're watching it now because you relate to it in a lot of ways. But
yeah.
You can
and
look
you
at
know,
it from
my
an adult
oldest,
perspective.
He watched it with me and he actually, there was a scene where he's like, oh, so like mom died, but she has another mom. And I'm like, yeah, so her mom actually gave her up for adoption, but her parents didn't tell her. So you know, and he was like, oh, okay. So it wasn't, you know, I feel calm about just everything.
Good.
If that makes sense.
Good.
You know.
Okay.
So. Good. It was cute. I like it. So I'm going to continue watching it. And since my oldest son is grounded, he's watching it with me. So it's cute. I'd rather him watch that than Euphoria.
Yeah. Oh, no. Euphoria is a whole other level. Like, Euphoria is not a kid show. Even though it's full of kids, it's not a kid show. Mm-hmm. It's really scary. I think would give you really bad anxiety, to be honest. I don't think we need to be more anxiety.
Yeah, but then I feel left out with the TikToks, like I told you.
I know. You could watch it, but it is very stressful. And you... I don't even have kids, and I remember getting, like, so much anxiety, like, oh, God, like, just, okay, I need a break. I can't watch any more episodes. Like, it's not one of those bingey shows. It's just really, really heavy, really heavy. So you have to be, like, in the right frame of mind for it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in the right state of mind.
No, I don't think so either.
Nor I think I will ever be.
I don't think so either.
Oh, God.
So I have a quick little story about some old people in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, and folks.
Elle said we are turning into an old person podcast.
Yeah.
So there is this man in the neighborhood who goes for his walks in the morning and always says hi. And it was funny because the other day it was like a Monday and he was like, oh, he said hi to our dog. And so Monday through Friday, I walk our dog in the morning. And on the weekends, my husband walks the dog in the morning because the weekends are my sleep-in days. So he came up to me on Monday and said hi to me and the dog. And he was like, oh, I saw, you know, you were with dad on over the weekend. And I was like, yeah, mom doesn't work on the weekends. So we had a little laugh, but like a couple months ago, he told me that his wife died and then like his cat died like 6 months later. So he's like all alone. And I was just like, oh my God, I felt so, so sad for him. So then sometime I see him, I'm always like, you know, I always wave. The dog says hi to him, whatever.
Oh my God, that is so amazing you do that.
Yeah. So then there is this woman in the neighborhood who Ooh. Also walks. She's like a power walker. And she always, she's younger than him for sure. But I noticed this week that they're now doing their walks together. And I don't talk to her as much. She always just like kind of waves from afar and says hi. But like now they're like walking and you can tell they like have a friendship.
Okay. We need updates.
I know. So I saw this happen because I've always seen them separate and there's this little park in my neighborhood that like has a little loop that's like a quarter mile or something. So there's a lot of walkers and I always have seen them separate and just this week I've seen them together and they're always in like deep conversation with each other and just like a little power walk. So I'm so happy because I'm like, you guys clearly made friends. I'm not sure if it's a love interest, but we're
going to
swing back around
on that. Friendship is friendship, like companionship. Right. Companionship. When you're yeah. that old or yeah. like older, you just want a friend. You just want
exactly.
And if it blooms into something, then oh my God, my heart, I'm so happy.
Yeah, girl. I was like, oh my God, they have friends.
Well, that's a better story than my other story that I told you a couple of days ago.
Yes. I'd say so.
Oh God. So yeah. Well, I think we did really good. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you for listening to us. Whoever you are out there, I look at our little analytics and I see that we have listeners. So thank you so much for listening to us and that you find us fun and entertaining to listen to.
And we're hopefully. Only going to get better with time. So,
and I'm going to end us off with a high note. I have a book. It's called My Pocket Mantras. Did I get it for you?
Yes, you did.
Okay. This is kind of my go-to gift. I've given it to you and I've given it to one of my other girlfriends.
Yeah. See, I just put it out and I showed it to her.
Okay, great. Today, I'm actually going to do a little bit of a stress reliever mantra because I think this has been quite a week for us both and we could use a little stress relief. So the mantra today is, I release things that are no longer in my control. Recite this mantra 3 times out loud or quietly to yourself as often as needed. And you can tell in this book, I have like where the pages are really easy, where it just kind of lays open. It's like, okay, I've like come back to this one. So just with that, mantras are really great. And I encourage everyone to say mantras multiple times in the mirror or just to yourself. When I look, I'll just read it really quick and then I just kind of repeat it to myself. Out loud is really good too. But if you want to say it in your head, that's also fine. But that's how mantras have power, is when you keep reciting them, because words are very powerful, as we all know. With that being said, thanks again for listening, and we will be back with another episode very soon.
Until next time, bye.